Hi, this is Pastor Paul Chappell from my study here in Lancaster, and I hope you're doing well. And I want to share with you today on Growth Points, a topic that I really believe is necessary in these days. And that topic is how to minister with discernment. And the Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 5, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. And then also the Bible tells us in James chapter 1 and verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not. And I want you to recognize as we enter into these final days before the Lord returns, that our need for discernment in several different venues is only growing with every passing hour. And I want to just encourage you today to think about our need for wisdom from God in three areas. First of all, we need to learn how to discern what's happening in our own hearts. The discernment of self. And that only happens when we look into the perfect law of liberty, which is the Word of God, and it's the mirror that reflects back to us what's going on in our hearts. Recently, I've talked to some folks that are in ministry, and they have made statements and assumptions that sometimes would indicate that there is a sense within them that their opinion or their idea is absolutely equal to Scripture. Sometimes we all can get that way where we have the pride of life entering into our situation and we don't realize it, or we have some other carnal motive in respect to why we're doing something. You know, every day of my life, I try to open up the Scriptures and I pray in my devotions with a certain prayer. I pray for wisdom. I pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit. But I also pray this: Lord, search my heart and try me and show me if there be any wicked way in me. Because the heart is deceitful. Good men and good women in ministry can think they have discernment. They can think they're going the right direction. But we need to try our heart by the Word of God. Make sure that we're not being judgmental. Make sure that we're not being passive. On the other hand, we always think that we're the most balanced ministries and we have the most balanced approach, but really the only way to know balance is to know the Lord and His Word. And so I would encourage you, as you seek discernment of self, to first of all start with your spiritual condition. Psalm 139:23, search me, O God, and know my heart, try me and know my thoughts, and reflect in the Scriptures as to the mirror that God wants to show you today what's going on in your own heart. It's so important to do that at the beginning of each and every day. And then after you discern self and after you check your heart and set a guard around your own heart, the second area that we need to discern each and every day is our place in ministry, not physically the location. Hopefully that's not an everyday thing for you. But what I mean by your place is your place in the work of God, your calling. Every Christian has a calling. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not. But what I'm thinking of here when it comes to discerning yourself and then discerning your calling is, what are the divine enablements that God has given you to use today? 1 Peter 4:10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Pastors, you don't have to act like you're Superman with an S on your chest with every one of the spiritual gifts. Most of us have a gift mix of one or two or three gifts that we have, whether teaching and administration or teaching and mercy. No one has all of them. And that's why we have people in the church and staff that help us. And normally I've tried to hire to my weaknesses, and I bring men in who have strengths in areas where maybe I'm growing and needing additional help. And that synergy is awesome when that team comes together. But I have to be, first of all, one who really is discerning of what are my enablements. What has God given to me? Mm-hmm. And I know that God's given me the gift of teaching. He's given me the gift of administration and others. And I want to get plugged into those areas. Make sure that your gifts and talents are being fully developed. Not that you're unwilling to do some areas outside of your spiritual gifts, but know what yours are, because you want to spend the majority of your time in those areas. Every Christian should discover and then deploy their particular spiritual gifts. And let me say that every one of you who serve in some form of ministry as a staff member or as a lay leader in the church, let me encourage you that even though you have a specific gift that you've discerned scripturally and by the leading of the Holy Spirit, make sure that you're using that to help the senior pastor in the ministry that God has allowed you to have, and partly by the delegation of that senior pastor. Hebrews 13:7. Remember them that have the rule over you, who have spoken the word of God, whose faith follow, considering also the end of their conversation. If you have a godly pastor who by faith has given you an area that you can use according to your gift mix, maybe mercy, maybe teaching, maybe helps, maybe administration, thank God for that and get fully plugged in to that area. Now, the first area of discernment that's needed is myself, my heart. Am I acting like one who has been filled with pride, the pride of life? Are my motives wrong here? Lord, show me. The second area of discernment is, Lord, what gifts have you given me to use today? And then the third area is discerning the needs of others. Because we are in ministry, how can I use the life that God's given to me, the gifts that God has given to me, and how can I discerningly now go out and use those to help God's people? And let me just say that there's a lot of different kinds of needs that are out there in the local church. And I have to have discernment every day, and you do as well, and wisdom. Sometimes there will be someone who has a vocal rebellion, and their spirit's not right, and they're voicing that. I need discernment. When do you talk to that person, or should I pray for a while? What does God want me to do in that situation? And of course, Matthew 18 tells us normally we go to them. Sometimes you're dealing with someone whose testimony is starting to really waver, and maybe their family life is not what it should be. They've been vocal, loud in saying things to their wife or children, or they've been involved in some form of backsliding. I need discernment when that happens. And a lot of good leaders that I know who are good teachers are not good confronters. And we need to graciously and lovingly go to somebody in that case. I need discernment to identify those that are doing well, those that are growing spiritually, they're getting involved, they're having a heart to serve. I need to help them identify their spiritual gifts so they can get involved in ministry. So every day, as you work with different people, you need the discerning work of the Holy Spirit within you to help them take that next step. And as a shepherd, as an under-shepherd, to help them in the event that maybe the devil's trying to pull them off to the wrong situation. And so we need discernment in those three areas. First, myself, am I right with God? Secondly, my area of ministry and gifts in ministry, am I using them for the Lord? And thirdly, how can I then enter into a group of people and with God's discernment help them to reach their full potential? Because it's only as we develop others around us that we really succeed in ministry. And so I pray God will help you and bless you today as you grow in ministry discernment.